There is not an organized religion here. It is merely a group of people who share a common belief and wish to live in these beliefs. D. Can you tell me a little about the beliefs of the group? T. We believe Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is the ultimate, supreme being. This is given to us by those who are of the fair skin, and who travel in the skies at night. This is not to be spoken outside this camp. 14. Legacy from the stars. That statement sparked my curiosity and let me know this would not be a normal regression. What type of beings was he speaking of? In a situation where secrecy is involved, the hypnotist must gain the confidence of the other entity or the information will not be shared. D. You can trust me because I am also searching. I wish you no harm at all. I'm interested in the fair-skinned ones that come from the sky. Can you tell me more about them? T. These are our friends who visit us frequently and bring us tidings of much to do on this planet. For they have educated us to the fact of there being life on other planets. This is knowledge which would cause us to be stoned, were we to speak of it. D. Yes. There are many people who don't understand these things. I can see why this would be one reason you felt you must isolate yourself. T. The friends would not come to us were we not isolated. D. Would it be dangerous for them? T. They would not come. They would not put themselves in danger. D. I'm very interested in them. I would like to count to three and move to a time while you are living in your community when one of these ships come from the sky. I would like you to describe it for me. I will count to three and we will be at one of these times, when they make a visit to your area. 1, 2, 3. We are at one of those times. Tell me what is happening. T. There is a fire built which is customary to bring them forth. Part of our ceremony, of sorts. There is a fire built and the group is standing around this fire. We chant and sing and hold hands and praise the God of heaven. Suddenly we see a light below in the valley, for we are on the crest of this mountain. And we can see this light skimming across the desert below. D. This is at night? Aliens as angels of old. 15. T. Yes. It is night, for all others in the area would be asleep at this time. The light comes up the path on the side of the mountain and stops several hundred yards from the circle. There is a door which opens from below, for this is somewhat circular in shape. And three friends come from the light. D. How do they come from the bottom? Are there stairs or anything? T. They hover or float, there is no contact with the earth. They are white or give off white light in appearance. And speak to us with their minds, for they do not speak by tongue. We hear them in our minds. D. Can you see their features or is the light too bright? T. They have but a small mouth which never moves, and very large round eyes with no eyebrows. They are very tall in stature. D. Taller than your people? T. Yes. 6. Between 6 and 7 feet tall. D. Do they have any hair? T. No, they are bald. D. What kind of clothes are they wearing? T. They have what appears to be a robe with long sleeves, which comes down and covers their feet. Their feet are not visible. They stand on discs or plates and it is on these plates that they move. D. Oh, I see. This is how they are able to hover. T. Yes. These are very beloved friends who come to us and give us words of great hope and encouragement of the Messiah which is to be born on this planet. For these are precursors of the coming of the Messiah, and we cry when we hear these words. For many have waited entire lifetimes and not seen the coming. And here we are being told he will come in our lifetime. There is much love from these creatures. And we believe them and trust them and listen to them. For they are obviously of angelic proportion. D. How do they know these things? 16. Legacy from the stars. T. They are of the spirit world and have knowledge from that which is from the spirit world. D. Why are they telling you these things? T. They know that we are studying in the light. We wish to learn. They understand our purpose for being in the wilderness and so they bring this news to share and to enlighten. The first time they came we were terrified. We thought we were going mad, for it happened then just as it did and does every time. The light skims across the desert from the river Jordan. All who know about the Messiah would understand what these people speak to us about, yet only those who are of high mind would be allowed to receive these visitors from heaven. D. Do you have anything in your own teachings, beliefs, about the Messiah? T. He will be of fair skin, we are told, and his face will shine like the sun. He will be of the heritage of these light beings, yet he will be man. He is the Son of God, they say, and is to teach our world that which is God's love on earth. D. Do they say where he will be born? T. In Bethlehem. He will be born of parents who are meager in resources. He will lead a very normal life as a child and will then begin his mission as a young man. This is all we can say, for there is none other given to us at this time. D. Where is Bethlehem in relation to where you are? T. It's north from where we are now. D. Very far? T. 50 miles. Approximately. D. You said that he will come to teach God's law. Can you tell me what God's law is, as you have been taught? T. The law spoken is merely an interpretation of how one feels towards his fellow man. For the words all fall short of the practice. The intent of the law is to foster goodwill and love and understanding and patience and virtue and chastity. D. Are there many people in your group? T. There are 25 to 30, approximately 30. D. Are there women and children also? Aliens as angels of old, 17. T. There are no young children, merely brothers and sisters of those who are in the group. No infants, for this life would be extremely hard for an infant to tolerate. His voice at times sounded very gruff. D. But there are few families? T. Yes. We consider ourselves one family. D. I see. Do you live in houses, or what type of dwelling do you have? T. There is a cave on the top of the mountain which is suitable for housing. There are bees around the entrance to the cave, which present a problem at times. However, they have soon grown accustomed to our wandering around the mouth of the cave. They are no longer a problem. The cave is dark and dry. D. Does everyone live in the cave together? T. There are those who stay outside and guard the cave at night, in order to watch for wild beasts or to be alert for someone who might stumble upon our camp. D. I see. You are mostly in that one cave then. It must be a large cave. T. For the most part, all sleep somewhat around in and out of the cave, somewhat half in and half out of the cave, and there are tents around the mouth of the cave as well, to accommodate those who live in tents. D. Are there any other groups of people living near you? T. There is another group to the south and to the east, who live on a mountain similar to ours. We know of these people through the caravans. We have not met them, however. D. How are you able to get your waterway out there? T. This is brought with a caravan. D. It takes a lot of perseverance to want to live so isolated. Can you tell me how long your group has been together? I mean, has it been several years, or was it gathered before you were born? T. This group has seen many come and go. It, however, has been a group of varying members for 15 years in different areas, for the group has not always lived in there. 18. Legacy from the stars, same place, but have moved throughout the wilderness for these 15 years. Then it does move around. It doesn't stay in the same place. There would be the move when situations arose which made it necessary. However, there was no moving done simply to find another place. If another group happened to set claim to land and built a house which was too close to this group, then we would move to find another place, which was more isolated. But could your friends in the ships still find you? Yes. I imagine they wouldn't let anything happen to you. They have nothing to fear from us, nor do we from them. They are quite capable of protecting themselves. I meant they would probably take care of you if you did have need. We are not under their charge, nor they under ours. We have our own lives to live. They simply would not intervene in case of tribal warfare or the like. And we would not expect them to. Have you ever heard of the word Essene? Is that familiar to you? This is a group who is similar to ours in that they are studying the laws. This does not apply to our group, however, for our group is loosely banded and is under no jurisdiction or mandate or charter, but is simply a group organized to learn and to love. Then you have heard of them. Have you ever seen where they live? It is said that they are from Qumran. Pronounced, Qumran. Is that near where you are? No, it is to the west and south, so it is said. Do you know if these friends of yours from the sky have any contact with these people? They visit the other group, yes. For they have told us this. And there are others. There are four groups in this, D, T, 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 aliens as angels of old, 19, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, wilderness which they said they have visited. For this is something which is somewhat popular at this time. They have spoken of these groups in the wilderness. Did your friends say how long it would be before the Messiah would come to Bethlehem? Soon they said, for the preparations have been made. All is in ready. The parents have been selected, and all is now in the Father's hands. For there was much preparation to do, on earth, as well as in heaven. For there is always much work to do. Can you tell me some of the preparations? You said that the parents were chosen. Did they have a part in that? We do not know this, for this is simply something we have been told. The parents have been chosen, the preparations have been made. Those who are to participate have been told and have agreed, and all is in order at this time. There is simply now the final word from of the Father. They are just informing everyone of the event to come then. That is correct. For we are merely observers and are not taking an active part. We send much love and hope for this effort. For this has been waited for and looked for generations. Will any of your group go to where this is to happen? We know not at this time who will travel, or if there will be any travel. We have not made any plans to do anything different than what we have been doing for the past 15 years, for this suits our purpose well. If we are asked, we will go. The friends know where we are if they need our assistance and they will ask us. They are taking care of everything. They are assisting as all those who are in the flesh. Are the friends flesh like you are? They are from another world and are assisting at this birth of mankind. Will the friends let you know of any future events that happen with the Messiah? 20. Legacy from the stars. T. We have no idea, for they tell us only what they wish. We gladly accept what they give us and ask for no more. D. Do they have any set times that they come to visit you? T. We know when it is time, for we feel it. And so they come. D. Did they say, is there any way you will know when the time comes for the birth of the Messiah? T. They said only that the time was near. That it was at hand. That we would know when it was. They did not say how, they said merely, we would know. We do not question them, for it would be unthinkable for a man to question an angel. D. I see. They didn't tell you to watch for anything. I was thinking of the Star of Bethlehem. T. They said we would know, that is all. D. Apparently it is important for your group to stay isolated from the cities. And this is important in the communication with these friends. Wouldn't they appear to others that live in closer groups? T. There are several reasons why it is important to isolate. For in the cities there is much activity, mental activity as well as physical. And it is recognized that thoughts are perceived by those around us, and we from those around us. And so to close one's thoughts one must put himself in a clean environment. So the wilderness affords this quietness for the thoughts without interruption from the neighbors and those who also dwell in the cities. There is also the act of aggression, which is in the cities, which would be carried to the visitors were they to simply walk into the cities. They would be stoned. D. Why? Wouldn't the people understand? T. They would be terrified. They would not understand. They would not be receptive to this experience and so they would react in a typically human fashion. D. Well, you said you were terrified the first time you saw them too. So that would be a normal reaction, wouldn't it? Aliens as angels of old, 21. T. It is a normal reaction. We, however, were not of violent natures and so we did not react violently. D. Are there any large cities near where you live? T. Only wilderness and the river. D. Did you come from a larger city to begin with? T. I, please, wish to ask not to answer this question, for I speak not of my past. I speak only of the present and the future. For that which is done and is as dust on the ground, and is not to be kicked about and made hard to breathe in. That which has been done and is not to be repeated, nor is it to be spoken of. The past is done, let it lie as it would, dust on the ground. This is one of our beliefs and we practice this belief, looking only to the future and practicing God's law in the present. D. I had no way of knowing that, so I didn't mean to offend you. T. We understand. We wish to explain however. D. I was just asking questions. T. That is understandable, for our beliefs are considered eccentric to those around us who would not understand us. D. I respect beliefs. I believe anyone should believe the way they want, that's why you have nothing to fear from me. T. That is all right, for we accept you as a friend and we wish you to know our beliefs, for we have no intentions of forcing them on you. You do not have to accept them. We wish merely for you to understand them. D. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm very interested in things like this. Have you ever heard the term watchers? Does this have any meaning to you? T. That is them. They are the watchers, for they watch in the evening when the sun is down and the stars are above. They are always watching and waiting. And when they move with light. They hover and glide and never touch ground, for the ground would harm them were they to touch it. It would ground them. These are the watchers, that is correct. D. This is why they glide on the plates then, they never touch. 20 to T. Legacy from the stars, the ground. They are not to touch the earth, for there would be a reaction which we do not understand, but we acknowledge that this is so. We never attempt to touch them for we are of the ground as well. We are of the earth and they are not, and so it is that they must not touch the earth. Who is to say why? Who is to question? This is what has been told and so we must accept this, for we have no knowledge of their reasons, other than what they tell us and we accept that. For they are good, they are holy. They are of the light, but they never come in the daytime, only at night. They never come in the daytime, they come only at night, only at night. Is there any special reason for this that you know of? For instance, does the light that shines on the earth in the daytime have any? Interrupted, it is too strong for their bodies, for they are not equipped to deal with the sunlight as we are. They are not of this universe, for they come from another universe which has a sun which is totally different from that which this one is. And so the light from this sun would have a damaging and lethal effect on them were they to receive it in full strength. Maybe that is one of the reasons they have this glowing appearance. The glowing is not from their sun, it is from their energy which they are exuding. This is a natural phenomenon which occurs because of the energies which they are channeling through. I see. I have heard of the watchers in my travels and I wondered if these were the same people. These are the same, for they come from the same planet. They may be called many names in other places, but they are the same. I would like to count to three and let's go ahead to the next time that the friends return to your group and they give you more information of what has happened. 1, 2, 3, we have, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D. Aliens as angels of old, 23, T, D, 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 T, moved ahead to the next time they come to your little community. Can you tell me what is happening? Long pause. There is much sorrow in the camp for the old man has slipped and hit his head on the rocks and they are mourning him. And the friends come and tell them the old man is in the light and not to cry for him. For he is in a much better world than those who mourn him. And they understand. Did they tell the group anything else about the Messiah? No, for they came to console the group, for the old man was their leader, their guide. And now there is much confusion as to what the group will do after his death and departure. And so this meeting was to bring reassurance and love and understanding. Was the old man Hussein? Yes. Then you are watching this. What do they decide to do? There is a younger man who is deciding, contemplating whether he is capable of accepting the role of leader. Is the group still the same, or has it grown or diminished in any way? Two have left to live as married couple in the city, for they have decided it is time for them to live as man and wife and so have left. The rest are, At this point, all deciding whether to stay or go. How did the friends, the watchers, know the old man had died? The energies, the thought energies were there, for they monitored and watched and were in touch on the thought level. They could tell. Did you ever hear any more news about the Messiah? He had been born, was sent. He had been born in Bethlehem, and so there was great rejoicing. There was not the consideration to go to Bethlehem, for it was feared it might lead those to him who wished to do him harm. I see. That was the last news you heard? He has been born and that is all. 24. Legacy from the stars. D. About the old man, if you had been able to observe his transition, where is he now? Or where is his spirit? T. He's looking down on the group from above them and to their side, and glad to be out. For the body was getting hard to move around. Hard to move those bones, for they were beginning to feel like dust, which they would soon become. They yearned to go back to the dust. And so they did. D. Can you see what happened to the body? T. It lies now on a bier with the arms crossed. D. As you're watching this, what association do you have with this old man? T. We are the same. D. Okay, I thank you very much for talking to me. T. It was time for the story to be told. Now is the time, for the centuries have waited for this time. There is much work to do between the two, the storyteller and the listener. For the listener then becomes the storyteller and on and on and on and on. And so the word spreads, for this is the law, the plan, the preparations. And he will come again just as surely as the sun will rise and set. D. Are the watchers planning any part of the preparations now as they did then? T. Yes, they are the same. And they are still coming to those who are isolated. There are those groups who still find the need to isolate themselves and to learn and to open their inner selves. And so there are those who still see and talk with and meet the watchers, the friends. You have been selected to be given this information, for you are one who is to make the best use of it. They will make use of whomever is, by opportunity, the most suited. And you are at this point, one of those who is being given this information. For it is time to tell. There is the story to be told from both perspectives, from the side of the light and from the side of the earth. For these are cousins, brothers, the light and the earth are brothers, and this is not understood at this time. And so it must be made known that the brothers in light, aliens as angels of old, 25, with their brothers on the earth to see them as such and do not fear them. For they wish only to help and to assist. D. Is this message going out in other parts of our planet? T. The ego would like to believe that this is particular to this area, but the earth, as a whole is receiving this same message. For it would take centuries were it to evolve from one point only. The message that they are our friends is being spread throughout the world, not just this point. When Terry awakened we discussed this strange session. He could not imagine where it came from, because it surely did not conform with his religious upbringing, or with anyone else's, for that matter. I could understand it better than he could because of the work on the Jesus material that is contained in my books. My mind had been broadened during that work, and had been opened to many possibilities that do not exist in our normal frame of reference. Thus I did not reject this information, but filed it away for future use. Since this session in 1984 the pattern has become increasingly apparent to me, and now many sessions have been interlaced as similar information came from several subjects. Compiling the information in this book was like putting a puzzle together, and I watched as the pieces found their own little niche. There was continuity and confirmation rather than contradiction. This case opened the suggestion that perhaps many of the angelic visitors mentioned in the Bible were actually extraterrestrials. One of the definitions for angel is messenger. The people who lived in biblical areas could have been using the only words they knew to describe highly unusual visitations. These encounters were so extraordinary that they left an indelible impression on their minds, and were carried down to us through verbal and written accounts. Similar cases have been recorded in the form of legend and folklore throughout the world. Chapter 3, GXTG/XTORGXH Penny was an attractive young woman in her 20s living by herself in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the nearest large city to me. She had gone to New York to try her luck as an actress. After a few years, she decided the glamour world was not really as glamorous as people think it is. She returned to Fayetteville, where her parents lived, and was taking classes in business college. When I met her in 1987, she wanted to try past life regression out of curiosity. She had problems with various allergies and was on medication, but she was not really looking for the cause. At the time of this session, UFOs were the furthest thing from my mind. I had only been working on a few cases with LaFarish by this time, and did not have much experience with it yet. I used my normal cloud method to induce the deep trance. Her voice was so soft it was difficult to hear, and later caused problems when I transcribed the tape. When she descended to the ground from the cloud, she found herself standing in front of a primitive wood hut with a round shape and a pointed roof. The surroundings were desert-like and desolate. When she examined her body, she was amused to find she was a man. She was a young African native wearing hardly any clothes, but adorned with gold bands on his wrists, and earrings. 26. The native and the UFO. 27. As she saw herself standing holding a spear, she was surprised to find that her head was shaven. D. I wonder why it is shaved. My question caused her to enter into the scene, and she began to report it from the first-person viewpoint. She immediately became this other individual. P. D. P. D. P. Because I'm in this country now. What do you mean? It's like a different place. Do all the people in the tribe have their heads shaved? Yes. It is the custom. It is to show honor. Your head. It means. It has always been that way. My people are strong. She became aware that fellow tribesmen were near. They were singing and dancing and generally making noise. P. They have bands around their neck, jewelry. Kind of a goldish color. Maybe brass or something. I'm not sure what it is really. D. Do you feel good about these people? P. I'm not sure. I stand alone. This was the first indication that all was not well between him and his tribe. D. I want you to go to where you live, and you can see what kind of place it is. P. It is the hut that I'm standing in front of. D. Do you want to go inside, and see what it looks like? P. I know what it looks like. I could go inside. I see pots with things in them. Colorful pots. Food in it, and dyes. D. Dyes. Is there any furniture? P. No. There are blankets to sit on. D. Where would you eat? 28. Legacy from the stars. P. There's a ceremony when I would eat outside with a group of people. But I can eat inside if I want to. D. All right. See yourself eating. I was wondering who else would be with you. P. Pause. A woman there. She has a shaved head too, and a wraparound outfit. She is my wife. D. Is there anyone else in your family? P. Proudly, a baby boy. I love him. D. Is that your only child? P. Oh, there's a new little baby. A newborn. It's a girl. D. Then you have two children? P. Yes, but I am proud of my boy. He will follow me. He is very young. He is. Unsure. 4? 3? D. I want you to see yourself doing whatever it is that you do with your time. Your occupation. What is it that you do? P. I hunt with my spear. D. Are you good at it? P. Yes, I think so. D. Some people are not very good hunters. They can't hit what they aim at. P. I'm good. When I throw it, I usually hit it. Pause. I have my family. They love me. But I'm different from the others. Sadly, I feel alone. D. Do you know why that is? P. Sadly, they alienate me. I want to change things. And they don't like that. D. What things do you want to change? P. Ideas about things. D. What kind of ideas? I'm interested, and I won't judge you. P. Seriously and quietly, the sun. And why it is the? What it means. What it means. D. You mean you think differently than the rest of the people? P. Almost distressed. Yes, I do. D. What ideas do they have about the sun? P. They say it's only for the crops. But I know it means something more. It does mean more. I know it. A whisper, it means so much more. It talks to me. The native and the UFO. 29. D. Do you try to explain this to the others?